One of those is the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. You can find out more on them online at carolinachamber.org. Every couple of weeks, we're joined on the phone by Aaron Nelson, who heads up the chamber, with an update on the situation regarding local businesses in our community and what resources are out there to help them and what we can do individually to help them get through this as well. Aaron Nelson joins us on the phone right now. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Aaron, and thank you again. Every time I talk to you, the service that WCHL and Chapelboro do for our community are extraordinary, and we are so grateful.
Oh, thank you so much, and of course, the work that the chamber does is as well. So, what is the latest? We're now into phase two of the reopening. So, some businesses able to open back up a little bit again. More, still a difficult time out there. So, what are you seeing? What
it
are you hearing?
It is true. And most businesses are now back open, right? Our movie theaters and regrettably our gyms are still closed. So movie theaters still closed, gyms still closed, bars that don't make their own are still closed. Though bars that make their own beer or wine or spirits are allowed to be open. And our restaurants opened at 5 p.m. This past Friday and had a good experience, although I'd say in my conversations, I'd say most have not yet opened and are still working on creating systems that'll keep their employees safe and will keep their customers safe.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I was looking over the weekend at pretty much every restaurant website and social media page that I could, and for the most part, restaurants in our community are open back up still for takeout and delivery and curbside pickup, and only a handful have opened back up for dining in. The ones that I've been to and the ones that I've seen, and this is Triangle wide, have been very conscientious about wearing masks and sometimes gloves and keeping distance. There's a lot of procedures in place everywhere that's open now at this point.
Agreed. And I'm impressed by our local business community often. I'm impressed by how charitable they are, how much they invest in their community, how important it is for them to pay good wages. But the way that they have handled this, that they have done it with patience and grace, that they have not complained through an extraordinarily difficult process. And now that they are allowed to open, they are prioritizing the health of their employees, and they're often prioritizing that over their own economic success, and they are prioritizing the health of the customer. So, and we're working real closely with folks to make sure that they're properly trained, that they're ready to open. And I'll ask of the customers, Orange County adopted some rules different than the governor's rules. So the governor's rules prevail. But in Orange County, we are requiring all employees of retail and restaurant and hospitality to wear a face covering. So different than you might see different if you were in Alamance County or if you're in Chatham County. But Orange County, we do require face coverings. That is new, and they are learning how to use them properly. And I'll ask of all of you out there, when you visit a business, whether you visit a retail or restaurant, you need to mask up. You need to, out of respect for your fellow customers that are there, out of respect for the employees who are working there to serve you, we ask you that you wear a mask as well. We're also asking folks to be patient. These restaurants are figuring this out, and service may be a little slow, and they are reopening after 10 weeks of being closed. And so I must say I am quite disappointed with people's behavior on the internet and how they are criticizing different restaurants and others. So I ask everybody to show grace and patience, please.
I think the only saving grace out of that is that there's always a small contingent of people who are misbehaving on the internet. But for the most part, I think people have been doing it right.
Yes, and let's praise those organizations that are doing it right. So our jewelry stores and our florists mm-hmm. and our boutique stores are all opening in a way to begin to provide services again for our community. We see some great local restaurants beginning to open. The Siena Hotel Il Palio is providing great service and incredible meals. Our friends just down the street from you at Stony River are open, yet there are still many businesses that have decided that their curbside is the best way to go, and I encourage everybody to continue to get your curbside from your favorite restaurants. It is keeping them alive so that they will be open again when you are ready to sit inside.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson, Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, carolinachamber.org for more information on them. So that's the key message for residents. What are you saying to businesses now to help them get through this in the right way?
Well, we're reminding them there are tremendous federal and local resources available for them. If they grew frustrated with the Payroll Protection Act process, that they should re-engage it. Money still remains. There's over $100 billion of PPP money that has not yet been applied for. And so if you quit on it because it was hard, I ask you to re-engage. If you've not yet made that application, it's a good time to do it. So reach out to your bank or to other service providers, PayPal, Intuit, Cabbage. There are many organizations called fintechs that are working with small businesses. But start with your local bank first, whoever you bank with, and see if they can help you. If you're an agricultural business, the Economic Injury and Disaster Loan remains available. So those farmers that participate in our farmers market, both in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, if you've not taken the opportunity to make application there, there are some resources there for you. For businesses that have applied for the Economic Injury and Disaster Loan and grants, if you've not received your money or you've not received communication, it's time to call. So make the telephone call. Ask whoever answers the call to escalate your issue. You can go up the chain a little bit and talk to somebody who can actually open up your account. Often people are not receiving their money because there's a disconnect between the name on their bank account maybe and the legal name of their corporation. So follow up on it. These resources are for you, and we want to make sure that you're getting them in a timely fashion.
It's got to be difficult for businesses to navigate all of this, probably in a lot of cases for the first time, right?
Oh, super hard and complicated, but luckily they don't have to do it alone. Mm-hmm. There are many organizations that are prepared to support them. So whether it's the Chamber of Commerce, and you are welcome to go to our website to send me an email, to make a telephone call, we will answer that call. Or UNC has an organization called the Small Business Technology Development Center. They have full-time business counselors that are prepared to help you walk through your PPP application or your PPP forgiveness, and are great people to help you make good plans, as well as a group of retired executives called SCORE, Senior Core of Retired Executives. They help small businesses all the time. You can find them at SCORE Chapel Hill Durham is a way you can Google them. So there are good resources. You don't have to do it alone. If you are feeling frustrated or having a tough time in this economy, do reach out.
Those
I do
are
want
the...
to say a special thank you. Carrboro has stood up a loan fund and has done an exceptional job in two rounds of funding of small businesses. Orange County has just awarded their grants and may be considering additional funds. Chapel Hill is looking at regulatory and infrastructure changes to make in order to help businesses thrive, downtown in particular, but throughout our community. So this is a time that if you need something as a smaller enterprise, please do not be afraid to ask for it. There are advocates and champions who will help you get what you need.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson again, carolinachamber.org, and I was actually going to go right there. We're talking about the resources that are available. What other resources are there that should be available or need to be available, either on the local or the state or the federal level?
Well, we need some guidance. In some areas, it is hard to know what the rules are. So on how to reopen your business, how to clean surfaces, who should wear a mask, who shouldn't in your enterprise, what your strategies ought to be. So we've created a website, a tool called reopeninghelp.com. You can go to reopeninghelp.com. It's a partnership between Carrboro and Chapel Hill and the Chambers of Orange and Chatham County to create it's a 50-page document, but I promise you it is up to date with great information by industry. We've also stood up a website to help people find the PPE, that personal protective equipment, whether it's masks or gloves or hand sanitizer. We know that folks are struggling to find that at a good price. There are some great places to buy it locally. You should buy your hand sanitizer from Top of the Hill, see if the folks at Fitch Lumber have the supplies that you need or others. But there's also a website which you can find from the Chamber site, but it is, you know, chamberppe.com. which we are just finishing up on, that folks can see to see if they can find the supplies they need. to reopen. It's designed for businesses to get the supplies they need to engage with their customers. But we're hoping for more federal and state guidance with respect to, you know, safe operation and mm-hmm. what the rules of the road are going to be and when those rules change. When will we move to phase three? We know that phase two will last at least through June 26th, but we know it's possible that it goes beyond that. I'll ask the citizens of Orange County, the better we do at wearing masks, the better we do at following these rules, the more likely we will not have to return to a lockdown or shutdown phase in the future.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson, and as we wrap up, final thoughts, final takeaways, other things that folks ought to know that we haven't mentioned yet?
Well, I'm just so grateful for how well people have taken care of their neighbors, reached out to friends or elders in our community that need additional support, told people, shared information about the resources that they are finding, and our elected officials. You know, it is a heck of a time to be an elected official, having daily crisis meetings for 11 weeks in a row. But we've got the right leaders in place locally right now, and I'm grateful for our city and county managers, as well as our senior elected officials and mayors, and the business leaders of our community. Everybody is committed, cooperating, working together to get us through this.
And again, find out more information online at carolinachamber.org. Aaron Nelson, as always, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, sir. Take care, Aaron.